We're going to chat about accessible holidays now. SeaAble are an award-winning social enterprise organising accessible and active holidays for individuals, couples, families and small groups. And here from SeaAble is Emma Shepherd. Hello, Emma.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
Likewise. So how did SeaAble come about? There's a bit of a story behind it, isn't there?
Yeah, so it's a nice story behind the way that SeaAble came about. So Damiano Larocca, so he is the founder of SeaAble. And he started the company about 6 years ago because he came to London. He's actually from Sicily. So he came to London to do his degree and found that there was a gap in the market for accessible tourism for the blind and visually impaired community. So he wanted to be able to offer something out there that was giving them the opportunity to go on holiday, to be able to be independent and give the confidence. Because he actually grew up surrounded by charity work. So his father actually started a charity in Sicily called Life, because unfortunately he was knocked over by a drunk driver and his friend unfortunately became paralysed. But luckily enough, his father was able to walk again and they started a charity called Life, which is life improvement for everyone. And that's how Damiano kind of came about the passion for accessible tourism and trying to see what was out there really. So yeah, so that's how SeaAble came about.
Started, as you said, in 2012 with the choice of just one holiday. I imagine that might have been Sicily, Emma.
It was. So Sicily was our first destination because it was his home. So he knew what was there and what was accessible and could be offered. So kind of that was the starting point for SeaAble. And we're now very excited to say that for 2019, we're very excited because we've been able to offer three new destinations on top of our other running destinations. So we have a total of seven now for 2019, which is very exciting.
Lanzarote, Cyprus, Sicily, Amsterdam, Rome, Slovenia and Thailand.
That is them, yes. We're very excited to be able to offer Thailand as a long haul and then a mixture of the other European destinations where you can have beach or you can have city breaks with Amsterdam or Rome, winter breaks with Slovenia and go skiing. So we're kind of hoping that with these destinations we can tick all the boxes depending on what you would like to do on holiday.
Yeah, it seems a real mix. Your website boasts that you offer a local chaperone service. How does that work, Emma?
Yeah, so we're very proud that that's something that we offer within our holidays. And we are actually one of the only tour operators to offer a local chaperone. So they live in the destination and they are with you from the start to the end of your holiday. So as an example, they would meet you when you arrive in the destination and they take care of all the driving, the transport, taking you to your activities and excursions, your meal time at the hotel. They'll do your room orientation and just be there. We kind of think of them more as your holiday friends. And they're there to make you feel as comfortable, as confident as possible, and just to help you have a really good time on your holiday.
Now, your website also says that it tailors holidays to people's individual needs. What does that mean, Emma?
Yeah, so it's your holiday, basically. So we just do the planning. So with our holidays, it's your own holiday. You can go, as you mentioned previously, by yourself, a couple, family or a small group of friends, and it's not that you join other groups, it's your own holiday. So you tell us which one of our destinations you would like to go to, when you would like to go to the destination and for how long, and we just have to check the availability. And then you tell us what you would like to do on that holiday. So we offer a wide range of activities and excursions that you can pick from, and we go away, check the availability, plan the holiday, and we come back to you about a month before you travel with a sample itinerary, and you give us the thumbs up, and the guide will be aware of everything that's going to be happening on your holiday. So they will know all your information, know your itinerary, and be ready for when you arrive on the holiday.
Now, obviously, Emma, we know why you picked Sicily for your first destination, and the other six are quite an eclectic mix. But what made you pick those holidays in particular? Are they consumer-driven?
So the reason that we have our seven destinations and the reason we have picked them, it's based on two factors. So the first factor being the chaperone. So we want to make sure that we have the right people in the right places. And once we have found that right person, we go through a thorough training process to ensure that they are fully capable and confident in guiding blind and visually impaired. And then the second factor is our activities and excursions. We want to be able to offer something exciting, fun, and interesting that you can do when you are on holiday, and to ensure that they're all accessible. So again, they have to come together. And once we have those two boxes ticked, we can offer you a fantastic destination with Seeable.
Emma, if anyone's interested in booking an accessible holiday with Seeable, how much notice would they need to give?
Well, we like to ask for about 3 to 6 months notice before you would like to travel, just to make sure that we have the availability and that we're not having to say no to anybody. And in that time, we go through each process together. So we try and keep it as simple as possible from the moment that you call us to then when you travel with us. So, for example, the booking process, we do over the phone if you would like to, or we can send it to you either via email or in post. We go through that together. And then a month before you travel, like I mentioned, we send all the details. And just within that time period, it gives us the opportunity to ensure that we can plan everything and get everything booked for you so there's no disappointment.
So what are some of the activities and typical excursions you guys do?
So these are very exciting and also make our destinations quite special. They're all unique to the destination. So as an example, in Thailand, you can wash and feed elephants. In Slovenia, you can go skiing. In Amsterdam, you do clog making and cheese making. Lanzarote, you can ride a camel through a volcanic crater. Sicily, of course, it's the home of the wonderful food and wine, and it's got Mount Etna, which you can go up 3,000 metres. So they're all very unique to the destination, and everything that we offer has been tried and tested and is 100% accessible for the blind, visually impaired community. So it's very exciting, and everyone who comes on our holiday can enjoy all of our activities and excursions.
If anyone would like to find out more information about places, dates, costs, etc., how can they do so, Emma?
So we have a website, which is www.seeable.co.uk, or you can contact us on our direct landline or our mobile contact number. And we're also very excited to say that for 2019, we have new accessible information that we can offer in regards to our brochure. So we have it in different formats. So you can request these either by calling or on the website. We have a brochure in printed large fonts with pictures. We have a CD audio version, and we have a Braille version that we can send to you. And online, you can also request a PDF or a Word document of our brochure also, which will give you all the information of our holidays, our destinations and prices and sample itineraries. So the web address is www.seeable.co.uk, and I'll spell Seeable. It's S-E-A-B-L-E. And our contact numbers, so our landline number is 0203 375 6947. Or you can contact on a mobile number, which is 0789 1546 211.
Emma Shepherd from Seeable Holidays, it's been a pleasure talking to you. It sounds an excellent service. The washing the elephant sounds a particular highlight. Good luck for the future. Thanks for talking to us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.